Hello and welcome again to another fabulous, magical, and amazing episode of Thoughts Cast. Today's episode is a Thoughts from the Car episode. You know this episode. You know this show. That's because it's Australia's number one car-based podcast from the great state of West... Let me hear it. By God, Virginia, that's correct. The by God is very important. A lot of people forget about it. It's not even on the maps anymore. I can't believe it. And it's me, your host, your driver, your buddy from college that you knew and that you saw take down 20 shots of rum and he was fine. That guy. Woo! It's Evan. I should do like a radio personality, right? Like, live on the FM. It's the Nardo. it's me. I'm sorry. I like midway while laughing saw a woman who's flagging for some road work that's going on. And she saw me, smiled, and waved at me, thinking that I was smiling at her. And I was like, oh shit, she doesn't know I'm recording a podcast. Yeah, no. Hey, what's up? It's a haunted episode, apparently. I'm driving next to a cemetery. It's 7:50 in the morning, so... Oh my gosh, I'm running late. Yeah, we'll forget all about that. I'm trying to do a cheap one-and-done episode. We're doing it old school today. This is a classic Thoughts Cast episode. Not to be confused with Thoughts Cast Classics, the episode that I recorded about a year ago, a year and 8 months ago. Year and 10, almost 2 years ago. Uh-oh, we're getting there. Never released. Uh-oh. Let's not talk about that. Anyway, I just wanted to get on and record an episode because I haven't released anything at all in a hot minute. So you guys are getting some fun episodes while I can. And so this is gonna be a rough one. I'm gonna let you know now. I ain't cutting shit. I ain't editing shit. I ain't doing nothing. So it's gonna be a rough one. we'll try to live edit the outro music in, and we'll just see what happens. Because it's gonna be a whole thing. It'll be great. It's gonna be wonderful. You guys know you've missed this. Holy crap, that's a lot of water. I'm driving to work, and I had to stop and pick up some medicine for my cat. So. You know Alabaster, the demon I had to sate, that guy. Ooh, is that a Ford Super Deluxe back there? Ooh, sorry. I think it's for sale? Okay, I'm going to drive back here on my way home tonight. This podcast is not me about me buying and restoring a Ford Super Deluxe, is it? Unless. No. I don't have the money for that. Unless... No. That's not what this podcast is. No. Okay, no. Everybody in the comments, just reply to this. No. Give me a review and just say no. Give 5-star review. Say no. That'll be fine. It'll be fine. Just hop in the audio only video game Let's Play Discord. Go to the Tolly Bros Garage channel and just like comment. No. Just go ahead and do that for me. That way I know that I shouldn't. Probably buy a old beat up car and restore it. I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll meet you halfway. We'll do some episodes where I'll work on and try to restore my 1970 Honda Trail 70. It might be a 72. We're not clear on that. It's got a lot of different parts. it's a little mini bike that I own. It's technically a vintage motorcycle and, it was, you know what, I haven't told this story yet. By the way, passengers, I ride motorcycles. Used to have a dirt bike when I was younger. I now have a Kawasaki W650. If you're not driving, go ahead and look that up. It's a beautiful bike. I love it a lot. It's got a fuel leak right now, so not riding it yet until I get that fixed. I don't have a lot of space in my garage right now. We're working to clear out the house because I've got the kid on the way, which I think I've mentioned that, right? I've mentioned that I'm going to be a dad, right? That's coming up. Okay. Anyway, I don't have room in my house, and my bikes aren't at my house. They're at my dad's house. And they're sitting in the basement. So right now I've got the W650 is sitting there, just kind of like leaking fuel all over his garage floor, which is not a garage that can fit anything. The garage is like, you couldn't put any car in that garage. Maybe a smart car sideways. To call it a garage is like an overstatement at the best. It has a garage door, and it's big enough for the garage door to be put up, and that's it. You get no extra room in that thing. It's great. I love it. So right now the W650 is in there, and the Trail 70 is in there, but the Trail 70 is in pieces. It's in shambles. Sitting on a stand, and its guts are out and just open. It's been having open heart surgery for the past 10-ish years, and we've just never had the time to sit down and fix it. And I really want to fix it. I was hoping to fix it this summer, and of course, I was hoping to fix it last summer, and of course, I was hoping to fix it the summer before that, so you all kind of have an idea of how fixed it is. It's not. Maybe if it was in my basement, I could take time and record episodes to fix it. So that's what I'll do. I'm not going to buy an old, used car, even though I want to. I'm not going to slap, you know, new interiors and, like, fancy computer and stuff and, like, a modern engine, like a V8 Hemi in it. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to add, like, a smart touch LED screen or whatever on the inside with, like, its own GPS map. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to add digital gauges from the 80s to make it feel like you got a futuristic 1950s, 1960s supercar. I'm not going to do that. Actually, scratch those dials. Just slap in retro-looking digital dials. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. It would be nice, but I'm not going to do that, right? No, I'm not. And you know I'm not. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take the Trail 70. I'll work on that. I'll meet you halfway. So just get in the comment section. Just at me on Twitter. No. And then just, you know, I don't know. You follow it up with whatever. Hashtag ThoughtsCast. or hashtag save the Trail 70. That'll be great. Anyway. Yeah, I actually started today because I wanted to talk about a specific topic. And I haven't done that yet. So that's great. Oh, by the way, we're back on the highway. There's a lot of road works. The speed limit is 55. So you know everybody on the highway is going 80. Not me. I'm going the speed limit. I'm going the speed limit for any of you cops who are listening. Get out of here. Get out of here. You guys are in shambles right now because you don't know how fast I'm going. I'm fast as fuck, boy. No, you guys are in shambles. You're part of the shambles community, and I don't want anything to do with it. The shambles community's in shambles. Hey, listen, if you want to listen, hey, I've got a recommendation. You know what? Man, I really wish I could just edit in the Daniel K. Recommends stuff right now. I'm not going to be editing this podcast, which means there's no stress. Evan T. has a podcast, and he recommends things sometimes. God, I wish I could cut that out. I'm like in media res, wanting to cut things out that I say already. This is going great. Anyway, I recommend... If you want to watch some guy who doesn't take shit from his chat, and his chat's full of idiots who also, like, kind of know stuff, go look up Avoiding the Puddle on Twitch. That guy's cool. Ares is cool. There's a lot of memes in chat and a lot of laughs, but also, you know, everyone's an asshole, so get ready for that. And also, he loves to ban people on the fly, so no questions. Hey, no questions! That's always a fun one. He's a fun one to watch. We'll watch him. He's an absolute stoner. He's great. Anyway, yeah, go watch that. So what I wanted to do, God, ADHD's kicking in. Don't remember if I took my Concerta this morning. You know, we're all over the place. So, okay, this morning I was feeding Alabaster. Gave him his food. He was screaming for it, you know, like he does. Like he's want to. He loves to scream for food because he's just insane. We got him his food, put it down. And then I'm watching him as he eats to make sure our kitten Loki, a year and a half old Loki, doesn't eat it, right? So I'm hanging out. I'm on my phone. I open Facebook Marketplace, which you guys know is just a genuinely great source for anything great. I found I think they had it listed as a 1950s, great, they didn't have the model year, 1950s Chevy two-door is all it said. Okay, I couldn't tell you what it is. I don't know what kind of car it was. It was definitely like early 60s, late 50s. You know that round nose design that I love. It was, oh my gosh, the first photo of it was just so classic Facebook Marketplace. There were no wheels. There's no front end except for the hood, which is a different color than the side panels. And the roof is rust. And they don't show you anything inside of the car. It's just a photo out front of it, so you know the back end's just as bad. And then the second photo is that they have gray primer on it. And that's it. It's just got primer. And it's sitting out in the open, uncovered, with primer on it. Now, I'm willing to accept that, like, you know, I'm only recently trying to become a car guy and, like, get into cars. And I accept that maybe some of my listeners aren't, like, car people or car savvy, right? Like, if I can impart any kind of knowledge on you from this exact moment, it's that, hey, primer cannot get wet because it will just soak up that water, and then it'll rust and bubble, and you got to get that shit off immediately. Because what do you put primer on? Think about it for a second. You put it on bare metal, on that steel that you've just sanded down, and you coat so that it doesn't get moisture on it and it doesn't rust. And this motherfucker's just left it out in the middle of a fucking field with some just spare tires that he found out back of the barn. And I'm dying. The price was $8,500. In what fucking universe does that happen? I was losing it already, and then I went to read the description. Chevy two-door. Will not budge, no low ballers, I think is what it said. I can't remember. I'm going off the top of my head. But then it said this line where it said, hard to find. Which translates in the car community to, I know what I've got, which is a whole other meme, which is hilarious. But hard to find is not something that you want to slap to a car that is missing parts. Ever, listeners, ever passengers. You know what? I've had a vent on you. I wonder if you guys have just heard wind this entire time. I'm not going to change it now, so, you know, get over it. You never, ever, 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 I'm going to get loud. You never, God. Oh gosh, I'm working myself up. Oh, anyway. Never ever do that. Ever do that. Don't do that. Oh my gosh. Never charge $8,000. $8,500. That's eight and a half large right there. And you're gonna tell me, hey, it doesn't have an engine. By the way, they said it didn't have an engine. By the way, it doesn't have a transmission. By the way, they said it didn't have a transmission. In fact, they actually said it has four transmissions that you can pick one from, I think. But, like, from the description, doesn't sound like it came with the car. Sounds like you might have to buy that extra. You're going to tell me that you, the seller, know that this car, which is incomplete, doesn't have any working parts outside of, like, maybe a door that probably squeaks, is hard to find. You don't want rarity on something that's incomplete. Now, if the car was running, if it had original dash, original dials, original miles, original engine, tranny, fucking original seats, original trunk liner, no water damage, and maybe had 100,000 miles with some maybe patinaed paint, a little bit of rust, maybe some side panels aren't the same as they originally were. Then you can tell me that if I can drive it off of your property right there, that it's hard to find, and it's $8,500, that's where we're talking. You're gonna come in here and tell me, hey guys, I got a set of shoes, except for one of the shoes is gone, and the one that's there doesn't have any laces. $100, they're really hard to find. Yeah, fucking right. In what world? In what fucking world? Like, oh yeah, you can put laces on it, it'll be fine. Yeah, okay. Where's the matching shoe, my guy? Where? Ah, okay, sorry. This is a loud episode. Rip ear users. rest in pieces and shambles. Sorry, I'm obsessed with the Shambles Community thing. It's too good. Oh, I'm gonna drink my water. Actually, it's a blue Powerade. The original OG OP Powerade. Oh, hey, look. There's a cop. Yeah, we got a state trooper. Oh, it's Milton Police Department on the highway. Boys are a little far from home. Oh, well. Oh, look at my recording. I'm only at 15 minutes, and it feels like it's been 30. Uh-oh. Oh, this is going real well, guys. Oh, well. Oh, well. You guys got me for a little bit. Oh, my gosh. It's getting so cold in this car. It's like 74 degrees outside, according to my car. I don't know how true that is, but whatever. We're going to put this up on... We're gonna put this up on cruise control. I'm gonna kick back and we're just gonna relax. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of stuff to look for. I mean, right now, I've got some big complaints about, like, used car prices are high. I don't know that any of you have been in the market for a used car recently. It's like the worst time to buy a used car, but the best time to sell one, because the used car market has had influx. I was learning about this recently, and I'm not going to say that I actually know what's going on, because, like, hey, I'm real bad about forgetting things and not paying attention whenever I'm, like, learning stuff. It's a problem. I'm aware of it. I'm sure you guys are aware of the computer chip shortage, right? Is that what it is, the computer chips? Even I don't even know the whole thing. But we got shortages abound, right? They're all over the place. Well, guess what's in new cars? Computers. Guess what you can't make because there's a chip shortage? Computers. So we don't really have an influx of new cars off the line. That's why your PS5s ain't coming in right now. They're trickling in because they're impossible to find. The prices of computer chips are just skyrocketing. Bitcoin miners, you guys suck. Buying up whole warehouses full of these things and driving up the price yourself, you guys suck. It's bad. Plus, I think, what is it? We also have a silicon shortage on top of that. So, like, I was at GameStop talking to one of the guys there, my guy at GameStop. He was telling me that there's a silicon shortage, so nobody's making controllers. So, like, you will never find, like not right now. I say never. He says it's been a while, and he hopes it's over soon. But, like, they have not been able to get in a new PS4 controller in a hot minute. Oh, that's funny. There's a car that's pulled in front of me. It's a Jaguar, so you know it's full of nice silverware and probably a painting that they stole from their friend's house. In the back of it, their license plate just says Crispy, and I'm not going to spell it. I'm not going to spell it, but we got a Crispy Jaguar there. That's pretty tight. Anyway, what was I saying? The used cars. Okay, chip shortage. Silicon. Okay, we're back to it. I gotta follow my own ADHD, like, logic train here. So, PlayStation 4 controllers aren't being made right now. I was gonna buy one for my wife's cousin as a birthday gift. Couldn't buy one. You could maybe find a used one on GameStop's website, but you're lucky if you do. He was telling me that people come in, they'll trade in their controller before he's even got it in stock. Or before the end of the day. By the end of the day, it's already been sold because the demand is so high, but the stock is so low. Like, it's insane. Like, it's wild. So, breaking that apart, we now have a lack of brand new cars right now. Like, have you driven by a dealership lately? Those lots are pretty freaking empty. I drove by our Subaru dealership, our local one, and, like, the most recent cars they have are, like, the 2021 model from last year that they had a lot of, but now they've got, I mean, like, in their new car lot, I maybe saw 15 cars. That lot regularly has 100 cars in it, at least. Now, I was shocked. Well, the used car side, the pre-owned side, full. Absolutely full. I feel like it was spotty. There wasn't as many cars, but, like, still, it was so much more than what it usually, you know, what the new car side is. So, like, I need to take a better look because I only drive by, like, a couple of dealerships on my way around Huntington. Like, I don't really look at dealerships because I'm not in the market for a car right now. But, like, if I wanted to sell, say, the Jeep, fingers crossed, knock on wood, on my own head there, we're not going to sell the Jeep. We're not selling this Jeep. I love this thing. I've done too much work to it, and I love it. I, in fact, just changed the air filter yesterday. And hey, Dodge, Jeep, whoever designed the air filter cover to not use clips, but instead to use screws that you can't reach with a screwdriver, and use 5/8 inch, you know, wrenches. You're insane. What person has 5/8 inch wrench to work on their? I don't have a 5/8 inch wrench. Maybe I'm just insane. Maybe I just don't have the right tools for the job. But like, come on, that sucked so bad. And then I couldn't actually pull it out. I just had to like tilt it up and pull that air filter out. That sucked. Oh man, that sucked. Anyway, I got it changed, which was great. It felt wonderful. I've been doing my own oil changes on this thing. I need to take it in probably for a tune-up soon. But you know, whatever. So like, if I wanted to, I could probably get a really good price for this car. I could probably pay off what's little is left of the loan on this car, based on the price it's still worth. But I'm not doing that. I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I'm good. I want to keep it. But like, if you're trying to sell your car, you can probably get a really good price for it right now. I'm used to like used cars. I'm used to knowing better than, you know, I had like a good inkling for the price of a used car whenever I was looking at cars. That market has changed completely in the last, I've had this for 4 years now. Oh my gosh, I've had this car for 4 years. anyway, yeah, I pay this car off next year, guys. I'm really proud of that. I just want you guys to know that I'm going to pay it off next year, and I might actually pay it off early. I tried to overpay a little bit, and I'm really proud of that, and I'm going to celebrate that whenever it's paid. You guys probably want an update. I'm at 130,000 miles. 130,789 miles. Oh, 130,789 miles. I have driven this car so much, I'm surprised that it's still alive. Like, genuinely. I love this car. Okay, you're going to speed back up. I'm just going to pull back over. I don't know why I was trying to pass you. Car's coming off the... Oh, wait, where's my sunglasses? Jeez, the sun is in my eyes. You know, it's whatever. Yeah, like, so now's like a really bad time to buy a used car because the price is so high. It's a really good time to sell one because people are looking at used cars because there's no new cars. Maybe I am an idiot. Maybe I should sell this car. No, I'm not going to sell this car. I love this car. No, no. So chat. You know, listeners, passengers, go ahead and get on. Go ahead. You know what you're doing. Get in there. Just at me. No. No, we're not selling this. We're not selling the Jeep. No, we're not doing that. Title of this episode gonna be no. That's it. I've got the episode title. Yeah, I'm just like, it's not a bad time to sell a used car. It's not a great time to buy a used car. You don't have much options. You're kind of a hostage. But from my understanding, and my understanding being, I saw like two people talk about this on two different platforms, so it must be true. It sounds like the used car market is reaching a point where it might crash in on itself because there is just so much stock at this point and so few people can afford a car because guess what? We still have pretty high jobless rates, pretty high rates of unemployment. So there's not, for some reason demand is high, but the amount of demand is low. Meanwhile, stock is really high and people haven't realized that. So it just takes a month of people not buying used cars, and then suddenly, hey, we're charging way too much for used cars, and it's all going to come crashing down on itself. And the good news will be, used cars will be pretty freaking cheap. So once I have the Jeep paid off, I'm actually probably looking into getting a minivan after the used car market like just tanks. Hopefully that's what happens. You know, that's speculation on my part based on, once again, hearing two different people talk about it. And one of them was just some guy on TikTok who said it has to happen soon. So, you know, I'm going to put all my eggs in that basket. I'm going to count those chickens before they hatch, you know. Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting time. It's just an interesting time. especially if you are trying to pay attention to cars. You know, I wanted to get a mini truck, which, you know, passengers, if you have never seen a mini truck, you do not know what you're missing. Oh, what are you doing, Cadillac? This Cadillac just pulled into the right lane, cut off a Coca-Cola delivery truck. You know, those big trucks. Not like an 18-wheeler, but like a Freightliner or a you know, like it's got a cab, two or three people can sit in. Two people can sit in. And then a big box truck on the back of it. Yeah, they pulled over to the right lane, cut them off, and then started speeding up. And the person that was right in front of them when they pulled over was a state trooper. And that's hilarious. But no, they slowed down. State troopers started passing everybody. I'm not passing the state trooper. I'm smart. Oh, Cadillac got behind me, and I think there was another state trooper behind me. Oh, shit. I have not drinking enough water for me to be talking right now. This is going to kill my throat. I'm done today. I'm done. I know it. You ain't going to get any kind of language out of me today. Thank you, Powerade. This is not a sponsored podcast, but I love me some Powerade. And everybody's going to talk shit and be like, oh, you shouldn't drink Powerade. It's got too much sugar. You know what? Fuck off. I don't give a shit. yeah. Anyway. What else? What else is going on? I've been working around the house. Not as much as I want. It's been raining so much. Like, every day that I go out to, like, mow the lawn, it's just black clouds on the horizon. Dark gray to like, just black clouds. So, like, I'm like, well, I don't want it to start raining when I'm halfway through my lawn. And my grass is high, but it's not, like, it's, like, up your shin high. That's it. That's all. It's not, like, to your knee. It's not, like, even, like, halfway up your calf. It's not even that tall. It's just high enough. And my neighbor sometimes mows, like, the half that's next to his driveway. So that's when the real, like, disparaging part will come. He mowed it once, and I haven't mowed it between then, and it's already grown back up. Because I did weed and feed, and my grass looks amazing. It's so thick and luxurious. I love it. It looks like I take care of my lawn, and I don't. And so, like, when he mowed it, it was, like, a couple inches shorter, and it's already grown back up. And it's doing fine. So it's like to the height of the grass I didn't mow. So I'm actually pretty happy with that. But I am going to mow it soon. I might today if it doesn't rain. But it's supposed to be thunder showers off and on today. You know, the usual stuff. Oh my gosh. The Cadillac is flying up on me. What an idiot. they got passed by me, so now they're in shambles. They're part of the shambles community. They're falling back. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm trying to do that. And I've been working around the house, and me and Dad have been filling kind of, like, I've got some cracks that we've been filling with, like, liquid mortar. And I've had water that's running into my garage and spilling in over. I've got a metal I-beam that holds up the house that's covered in rust, and that's great. It's all surface rust, I think. But the water comes through the walls. So what I think it is my gutters on my house are too small for the amount of water that comes off of my roof. And so what happens is they flood. Maybe this is just theory, and they run up and over the brick underneath the roof. And so the brick walls were brick cinder blocks, and then they're coated outside with, like, regular bricks. And I think it's getting through the holes of the brick cinder blocks and trickling down onto that beam. Now, we've sealed a lot of it, and we've pulled out a bunch of crap out of my gutter, and they're doing fine. They're doing good. But when it rains, it still spills downstairs onto my workbench that I've got down there. I can't remember. There was an episode I tried to record, and you know what? It's been so long, I don't even know if I actually uploaded it or not, or if it's just a piece of audio that exists. I hate that, like, my recent memories of podcast episodes are stuff that's definitely not been uploaded yet, and it's stuff I plan to upload soon, but I actually have to edit, and I'm not going to do that anytime soon. Or maybe I will, who knows? I've got a bunch of audio that I know I recorded. I don't know if you guys have heard it. So, like, there's an episode where I tried to put together a work table. My dad got me for my birthday back in December. And now, when you're hearing this, I should have this uploaded the same day I'm recording it. It's not December. It's July. It's July 12th. So, yeah, July 12th, it's been a minute. I recorded audio of me putting it together, and I found out one of the legs was broken. We took it back to the hardware store that he got it from, and they replaced it. They were totally cool. They're like, hey, listen, we understand. Box the whole thing up. We will get you a new one, and we will put it together for you. So I got to just put that into my house. So, yeah, that's right. So I never uploaded the audio because there was no need, because the audio was nothing. I ended up actually having the table. So we put the table in. I inherited, my dad gave me the tool cabinet that his father gave him. So it's been in the family 3 generations now. It's slapped full of racing stickers from car stuff. And now it's got anime stickers for me. Like an initial D sticker on the side, which is great. Yeah, so I've got that in there, and I'm real happy with that. I'm not gonna answer that right now. I'm gonna turn off my recording. I'll be back soon. Oh, hello, and I'm back! Hang on. I gotta hit the right buttons. Okay. Alright. That was one of my drillers. Okay, we're good. Alright, we're fine. That's perfect, because I needed to figure out how I was going to edit in an ad break into this episode anyways, and that worked perfect, so there's my ad. I'm a sellout. What can I say? Oh, shit, I don't even remember what I was talking about. Oh, well. Yeah, just, you know, whatever. Mini trucks. I think I said mini trucks. Was I talking about mini trucks? Oh, man, I really wanted a mini truck for the longest time. I was trying to find them used. They're so cheap. And, like, oh, if you ever look and go find, like, Japanese city cars, little K cars, they're so small and so awesome. They're so cute. And, like, they sell for so cheap. Like, they're, like, you know, $1,000 or so, or a couple hundred dollars, and you got yourself, like, a little city car. Oh, they're awesome. I wanted to get a mini truck that was big enough for me to haul the Trail 70 around in the back of. And I thought that would just be a fun time, having them painted up similarly. If I could find, like, a Honda. I really like the Subaru, I don't remember the name of it. It's a mini truck, but it's, like, a utility. I think it has, like, four-wheel drive or whatever. I would assume that Honda has one as well. Or Honda might make a little, a K van, which I've seen one of those, for sale in the U.S., and I love it. I fell in love instantly because it's, like, they actually do have, like, four-wheel drive. It's basically the truck, but they built a van back into it. I love it so much. They're so cool. I would love to have, like, a little ramp that slides out of the back of it, and then I can throw the Trail 70 up on it and haul that around instead of a little tiny K truck. Okay. That's what I'm going to do, passengers, at some point. That's the goal. That's the dream right there. Have a little K truck or a K van I can park in my garage and have a motorcycle in. Oh, I love it. Anyway, I'm getting close to work, so I got to get off of here. It's been really good talking to you guys. I miss you. I miss all of you. Yeah, you. You might think, this is my first time listening. I've never listened to Thoughts Cast before, let alone Thoughts from the Car. And I'll say, well, you know what? I've missed you anyways, because you were always meant to be here. And then I'll smile and put my arm around you, and the music will swell. I'm like, na 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 na. Or something like that, you know? It'll be really sweet. It'll be a touching moment. And also, if this is your first time here, guess what? I have a Redbubble shop. I don't know how you can get to it, but you can probably find it by looking for the words ThoughtsCast. I had some bumper stickers I put up that I thought really funny. And I just made a shirt. I'm not sure if I got the shirt up yet. I think it's up. And it says, Mama didn't drop this one. And I think that's the funniest thing I've probably made outside of the shirt that my grandma... based on my grandmother's Facebook comment of bad language should not be allowed on Facebook. I still think that thing's the best. But, yeah. I got stuff up on Redbubble if you want to go look for me. I'm sure you could probably find it somehow. I don't know. Go find it there. Follow me on Twitter. That's great. Twitter's cool. It's fun. I'm at Sirajata or ThoughtsCast, at ThoughtsCast. You can go follow both of those. Just tweet at me. I'll probably respond. No questions. And come join one of the Discords. We have a Probably Work Discord that's pretty fun. With a Loki. We're talking about Loki and spoilers from that show. Which is pretty great. So yeah, it's pretty good. Alright, I'm going to start the episode in music while I outro out. So y'all, Be good. Safe travels in the world. And y'all, do me one favor. You just do me this one thing. Y'all, watch for deer.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
Hey everyone, Scott here with my good pal Rich. Say hi, Rich.
Hi.
And we're here today to tell you about a podcast we host together with our buddies Jay and Bill. The RPG After Years.
The after what?
The RPG After Years. Our show has entered into a new era of covering everything RPGs, both old and new. Thus it is after its first era. It's the After Years.
I thought RPG was rocket propelled grenade.
No, RPG stands for role playing game. It's a genre of video game. Every week we go through the latest news and discuss other relevant RPG related topics. We also review RPGs as we complete them.
So an RPG is not a rabid Portuguese goose?
No, thank God. From Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy to The Witcher and Cyberpunk, we've got RPGs covered from the dawn of time to the far-flung future.
Oh, I've heard of Final Fantasy.
I'd hope so. So check us out on iTunes or whatever your preferred podcast listening platform happens to be. You can also find us at probablywork.com. Level up your podcast feed with the RPG After Years.
Enjoy the show.